This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in.
And Bridget, we got one of my favorite checks here just recently. On our website, we have various ways that you can support Catholic Radio. And one of the easiest ways you can do it without ever thinking about it is if you shop at Kroger. We never want to tell people where to shop. They shop wherever you want to shop. But if you shop at Kroger and if you have a rewards card, it is so simple to go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Click on the Kroger logo there and register your card, if you would, with us. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost us anything. And every time you do anything, almost at Kroger, I mean a can of beans, a gallon of ice cream, whatever it might be, loaf of bread, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage. And just recently, we got a check for nearly $500. So it does really add up. If you're one of our family of people who are already doing that, thank you very, very much. If you haven't joined that family yet, well, it's really easy. CatholicRadioIndy.org. Click on the Kroger logo. And when you're asked for a charity, be sure to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. Catholic Radio Indy. That's all there is to it. You don't have to mention it at the store. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. But every time you buy something, Catholic Radio benefits. So we appreciate everybody's help that has been doing that right along. And if you haven't joined that yet, well, it's easy to do and encourage you to do it.
Yes, and today I'm really excited about our topic today. I say that a lot, but I am really excited about our topic today. A lot of times we are defined by our relationship status, and you think about that. I mean, you know, are you married? Are you single? Are you divorced? Widowed? Well, today we're going to delve into this topic and how we are more than our relationship status. And joining us is licensed marriage and family therapist Annie Harton of the Central Psychological Services in Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, Annie.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
And you're also author of the book Single Truth, You Are More Than Your Relationship Status. So what does that mean exactly? You're more than your relationship status. And what kind of prompted you to take on this topic?
I'm trying to think of where to start with the story. I have always been very passionate about marriage and family therapy. I am the big sister of quadruplet siblings. I am a daughter of parents that have a fabulous marriage of friendship and fun. So I grew up really wanting to be a counselor and help other families find the joy that we have had in our family. However, I never was in a relationship myself, and always wondering why my friends were all dating and why I was never having a relationship myself. I met my first boyfriend at 25, and I thought it was God's answer to all my prayers. And I was so excited that it was right at the point of grad school where I could say, okay, I'll get my license now in marriage and family therapy, and now I'll have a partner. However, he decided that the relationship needed to end at the point that we were shopping for rings and preparing for marriage. So I realized how much identity I had placed in my relationship status, because after that relationship ended, I noticed that I did not know who I was and did not know how to kind of go forward with that. So I was going to title the book Single Truth, What I've Learned About Love as a Single Marriage Counselor, but about a couple weeks before publishing, I decided to change it so that it could reach a wider audience, and it didn't sound just like, oh, this is just a marriage counselor talking about stuff.
Well, that's a really interesting story, and I think it really will tell our listeners a lot about, you know, themselves and their identity in a general sense. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you are a single, you're not married, but you're a single marriage therapist. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, do you mm-hmm. ever get, you know, pushback? I mean, I'm sure priests do this too. You know, they give a lot mm-hmm. of marriage counseling, but they're not married. But it doesn't mean you can't be effective in that role. So talk a little bit about that and your work as a therapist.
Yes. Yes, I get that a good amount. Not everybody, because I think some people don't think that disqualifies me to ask them questions or talk about their life. But I do have that pushback, and part of the book is to kind of present my argument for that, because I think sometimes when we don't think that somebody understands, then we push back, whether it's parenting, oh, you don't have kids, what do you know, or you don't have a partner, what do you know? Like, we kind of push back and think that someone else is supposed to give us answers rather than invite us to discover those answers in ourselves. So actually, I think I'm more objective at this point in my life because I don't have the same marital argument that morning that I then go into the session, because it's not about me. It's about focusing on what's best for that relationship that I'm seeing.
We're talking with Annie Harton, and she is a licensed marriage and family therapist at Central Psychological Services. Talk about the practice that you belong to, because I know that during this pandemic, there's been a big increase in anxiety, depression, loneliness. And I know that many of the places where people could get therapy are they don't have any space open. And before we got started, I asked you if you did, because I've had people ask me for referrals. So tell us a little bit about the practice that you're in.
Yeah, it's definitely an answered prayer. With in terms of it being a Catholic practice, there's about four of us at our practice at Central, and then we share a building with another practice. So we feed in together a lot, but it's a Catholic practice, so that we're able to integrate faith into the work as counseling, and our practice manager is fantastic and very business-minded, and working with the seminaries, working with other Catholic organizations such as Catholic Radio and all other ways to get connected, especially for people looking to integrate faith into their practice.
Now, you talk about in your book, and you mentioned a little bit earlier about people finding their mission in life versus finding a mate. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, when I was in my relationship, I was so focused on marriage, and my friends were noticing that I was kind of not starting my mission now. I was saying, when I get married, this, when I get married, then I'll do this. When I get married, then this can happen. And then they said, well, once you get married, then what? Like, it sounds like marriage is like your starting point or your goal. So in addition to thinking about marriage as the end point, instead of thinking of marriage as a part of the journey, so that you can start your mission and your impact right now, marriage is just kind of that plus sign, that journey alongside of you, so it doesn't like disqualify or qualify your mission.
So what do you think are some of the I guess the pitfalls of maybe approaching it, like you said, when I get married or when I do this? What are some of the pitfalls of maybe having that thought process versus just living right now and finding your mission now? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, there's a lot of pitfalls that can happen, because God has us right where we are. And one of the biggest consolations for me is that if there was a better place for me to be, Annie Harton, right now, God would have me there. So knowing that if we continue to drag our feet and wish for another situation, we don't know what's best for us. God does. So, and God is a father who only gives good gifts. And so to really be present, to say, what am I supposed to do now? Like, if marriage is my calling and that will happen, but how am I supposed to write now? How am I supposed to speak now and be able to share my story in the current situation? Because that's what God calls me to do, is live life to the fullest, not say, oh, this would be great for you if you're married or if you're this. It's today. We don't know what tomorrow will bring.
And I think a lot of people do that with other aspects of their life. Well, when I get a bunch of money, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Or when I, you know, when I get thinner, I can do this. Or, you know, Jim, can you think of some when I...
Oh, there's, you know, there's lots of them. You know, when our family grows up, when our, you know, kids get to a particular age or that sort of thing.
Or when I get a different job or whatever. So, I mean, that is so, that whole mentality is so applicable to, I think, all of our listeners, no matter what their status is. I want to talk a little bit about the, what are some of the points in your book that you want to try to help people with in terms of this topic? Is it really directed at single people, or is it really, like you said, a broader topic of just the entire idea of a relationship status?
It's been for all people, and I've had fabulous feedback from so many different stages of life, from married, single, widowed, young, old. Everyone can get something out of it. I called it single because I don't feel like the church has spoken much about single life. Single life is kind of this ambiguous gray area that nobody wants to talk about because you can't put them in a box. You know, are you going to be single forever or just today, or we don't know what to do with you? But the point of it is that we learn in marriage that we have a love that is free, faithful, and fruitful. And I wanted to encourage people that no matter where you are in life, God provides that love to be free, faithful, and fruitful. That's not just excluded for those that have vows, but for people living today, as we can feel that love from Christ, and that's the strongest foundation.
Now, we're getting close to a break, but I want to go ahead and ask you this question anyway. Why do you think it's important for people to find their mission, maybe as a single person, if they are to be married at some point, or if they're going to be single, or maybe you know, single for the Lord, or you know, as a religious at some point, or in a certain vocation, a religious vocation? Talk a little bit about, and you can bring your big old therapist out on this one if you want, but you know what I'm saying. Talk about finding the mission and kind of being a whole person before, well, I guess just if you get married or if you don't get married. Talk about that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people lose themselves in marriage or don't really know themselves. And the first step in the Gottman method, which I do a lot of Gottman work based on Dr. Gottman, one of the best marriage researcher out there, arguably, but he talks about building love maps. So the ability to continue to date your partner, continue to ask questions, continue to learn about each other and yourself. So if you don't even know who you are and know what your dreams are and know what you have to give, you can't give yourself to your partner and teach them about you if you don't know about you.
So do you need to have a retreat to get to know yourself? Do you facilitate anything like that?
I would love to.
Great answer. All right. Well, on that note, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about being single for the Lord and how you can serve the church in that role. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Annie Harton. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist at Central Psychological Services here in Indianapolis. And we're talking about the idea of her book, Single Truth, You're More Than Your Relationship Status. And I want to talk about being single in terms of it can be a season in life versus a permanent state in life. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have a chapter in my book about transitional single life. And I was really moved by the diaconate. So when someone is preparing for the priesthood, they are transitional deacons for a year. And I really love that view of transition, because I think the church wants to put us in boxes now, rather than knowing what to do with someone that isn't going to consecrate themselves to be a lifelong virgin, or they are not going to be a nun or be a priest, but they are still being called to marriage at some point. So to know that that's okay to still feel that desire, even if it hasn't come to fulfillment. Yes.
And in terms of people like in your state in life, you know, single, maybe not sure if it's transitional or permanent, is there a way to discern that? I mean, it's all about discerning a vocation. And I know Mary Beth Bonacci and other people that were single for a long time. And just friends that I know that are single. Does it really matter? Or, I mean, you get what I'm saying? I mean, you don't want to put your heart on, I'm going to get married and trying to find that person, I guess is kind of your point. But are you still discerning in what, if you're going to be single or if you're going to be married? I mean, you get what my question?
So there's 2 points.
Okay, go ahead.
There's 2 points I want to make with that. And personally, I'm not still discerning. I feel very strongly that God has called me to desire marriage for a reason. And if God puts that desire in your heart, he's going to fulfill it. But when I was taking a singles course a couple years ago after my breakup, there was a powerful question to really sit with God about, to say, if you did not get married, like if you are single forever, would God be enough? So to really challenge yourself with that, to say, would it be the end of the world if a spouse never did come? You know, so that's one of the things to really sit with, to say, am I leaning on this identity for a partner? And the first sin, the first lie, was in the garden when the snake got Eve to think that God was holding out on her. And to say, he's not telling you the whole story. He's just dangling this tree in front of you and saying that you can't have it. Ha ha. Like, you know, that if you have this desire. So to really grow closer to our Lord and to know that he's not tricking you. So if you feel this desire, and ever since you've grown, you've prayed about it, you've discerned, and marriage is it, don't let your present circumstances have you question that. Like, I've had people come to me and say, well, if you're not dating right now, then you're probably called to be a nun, or you're probably called to be single forever. And I don't think that's fair, and that's not truly listening to the voice of God in our hearts.
Now, you mentioned that you are a Catholic marriage and family counselor. How does the advice that someone would get from your office differ from somebody maybe across the street in a more secular marriage and family counseling office differ? What's the difference between the two?
That really does depend on the client and what they are wanting. So it's important to know that I have that Catholic worldview, and that I'm open to praying with the clients. I'm open to teaching the couples how to pray together, and to be aware that the Holy Spirit is in the room. So that's something that just that worldview that... that perspective is going to be felt. It's not always talked about, because it's not about me giving advice. It's about me walking with the client and journeying with them. So I have clients that aren't Catholic. I have people that just want to be in the room with someone that they know, you know, respects them and is not just going to tell them to divorce or just not tell them to do whatever. So I tell people, I'll never tell you to get divorced. I'll never tell you to stay married. Like, I'm here to journey with you. If you keep coming to sessions, I'll hold the hope for you. But I will never kind of just tell you things.
Do you occasionally get the response, well, of course you'd say that. You're Catholic.
No, not really. I think to just tell people that's not my... I only see you an hour a week. I don't know what's best for you. Like, I'm here to ask you the questions and help you have the solution. People think that counselors are there to tell them what to do, but you're not going to do what I tell you anyway, so you're going to do what you believe.
That probably goes along with parenting too. Maybe I need to ask more questions. You're helping me out already here. I want to ask you about having a healthy relationship. What can you do now to facilitate healthy relationships with a future spouse or just a healthy relationship, whether you're single or not? You get what I'm saying? It might be the same thing that you do, whether you stay single, because you have lots of relationships, but how can you facilitate healthy relationships? What can you do now to facilitate that, whether you're single or married in the future?
Be open to getting help, I think, too. People have a perspective of you that you do not have. So to really be trusting with really close friends, close family that have known you since day one, and really be open and humble to learn about yourself, to be coachable, to grow into the person that God has called you to be, and to not be someone because someone else wants you to be that person, but to really step into your identity, because saints are not carbon copy. Sin is really boring and it's gray and it's dark. Sainthood is colorful. It is unique. God created you as a unique human being. So if you don't know who that person is, you can learn today who God has called you to be.
Now, we were talking about married life and single life, and everybody knows that once you get married, it's a smooth road from there afterwards, and you never run into any problems. How does a person know when they are not just hitting one of the little day-to-day speed bumps and when they need a counselor?
Yeah. There's a couple of answers to that. Dr. Gottman, again, talks about perpetual arguments and solvable arguments. So there are some arguments that are perpetual that we'd like to poke at. So there's things that kind of come back around. There's cycles. And the emotion-focused therapy, practice, I trace people's cycles. So if you have the same argument again and again, and you're in the cycle and you're just tracing, you're not really communicating productively, you're just stuck, you're feeling stuck, counseling really helps you to get out of this feeling of being stuck, to really wrestle with what's really going on, because often we point at something that's not really the problem. And when couples come in, it's always the partner's problem. It's always like, can you fix them? Can you deal with them? Instead of really knowing,
sure,
what do you need to work on personally?
So what's changed, or how has your work changed your perspective toward faith, or has it, in terms of what you're doing?
I have become a better listener and more understanding, more empathetic, to know that if someone comes in saying, oh, I bet you've never heard this story and I bet you've never heard this, to know how loving God is too, and to come in and hear us bare our hearts and to know, okay, tell me more, like help me to understand and like really sit with somebody instead of just shutting them down or just being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Like, you know, but to really understand and hear and to know that God's ways are higher than ours. So to know, I feel called to be a marriage counselor. Of course I'd be married. And of course this life would happen like this, but to know that I'm available as a single person to spend more time with couples to help help God enter into their relationship. So we aren't here to provide answers, but rather walk and talk with others, like the road to Emmaus. That's what I've learned.
So we've got about 2 minutes left, and this is kind of a big question, but is there, it sounds like the church needs to do a better job in not just having singles groups for the purpose of marriage, but maybe singles groups for the purpose of, I don't know, spiritual fulfillment or finding your mission. Do you think that there's a niche that we're missing or that we need to do a better job in that area? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yes, please. There are so many singles groups that just are so desperate to just match up. So every time you walk in the room, I went on a year-long dating fast when I was writing this book, and more than ever did I feel this sense of desperate feeling in the air of just, oh, is that person single? Oh, we're at the same event, and we're both Catholic. That means we're meant to be together. But I just attended the National Catholic Singles Conference, and the talks that we had together virtually were incredible. We were talking about our mission. We were talking about what the struggles are of being single, rather than, oh, you're male, I'm female, I guess we're meant to get married. And that's kind of the singles matchmaking group in the church, instead of saying, it's okay to be single for a while. Like, it's okay. You're not missing out. You're not lacking anything. God has a plan for you, and he's never late.
Annie Harton, thank you so much for being our guest today. Where can we get your book? Where can we get that and connect with you?
You can get it on Amazon. There's an ebook version and the paperback, and I'm hoping to record audiobook soon. I also have paper copies at the office and at my home, so if you contact me too and want an autographed copy, I can get you hooked up with that as well.
And give us your website.
AnnieHarton.com.
So it's www.AnnieHarton.com. Thanks so much, Annie, for being our guest today. We learned a lot.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.